Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, Cherokee County's battle over townhouse development, and tequila flows in Ken. We've got these stories and more.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only news podcast just for Cherokee County. Brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Marcel Pertu. Here are stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners says a proposed townhouse development in Canton strays from the type of land use envisioned in long-range plans. In a presentation to the board at its most recent meeting, Principal Planner Margaret Stallings said the property in question is 4.93 acres at 200 Oakdale Road, just off Knoxbridge Highway, near its intersection with the Marriott Highway. Stallings said current plans call for it to be developed into a residential neighborhood consisting of 29 townhouses. Stallings noted that the city's development map showed it being in neighborhood living, a category she described as being a denser use of land than suburban living. County agencies pointed out that Oakdale Road is maintained by the county, so the county would have to permit driveway access for the development. While there are currently no plans with the engineering department to improve either Oakdale Road or its intersection with Knoxbridge Highway, Cherokee County Fire and Emergency Services noted there should be a water flow test done in the area and that the development should meet the state fire codes. Commissioner Steve West then made a motion to authorize Stallings to send a letter to the city of Canton, informing them that the county has no objection to the annexation of the land, but did want to convey the concerns noted. Commissioner Benny Carter seconded the motion, which passed the board in a 5-0 vote. Agave Fino Distributors now call the mill on Etowah in downtown Canton home. Agave Fino originally contemplated setting up the distribution company in Canton, but the liquor laws in the city originally were not allowing the company to move here. Agave's next sought out space in Marietta. However, plans changed after the company's representatives formed a connection with Canton Mayor Bill Grant, along with both Canton and Cherokee County. Agave Fino Distributors officially moved into the mill on August 1st. Its office is located on the second floor of the mill on Etowah, in the Tribe co-working area. The Agave Fino warehouse is located on the first floor. Woodstock City Council debates senior living community while Cherokee and Woodstock High Schools find success on the gridiron. Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
The Woodstock City Council recently took action to approve a sign waiver for a senior living community and a modification of a set of conditions on the buffer between two residential communities. The first of the two items approved involved a request from the Hillbrook Active Adult Community at 13682 Georgia Highway 92 to the overall application in relation to the signs at the development. When weighing the request based on the criteria, the city had four such waivers. There were no serious issues with the size and scale of the signs, nor were there within the scale of them in terms of the size of the development. There was concern about the signs only having a partial stone base, unlike other similar signs nearby that were almost entirely made of stone. While the city has worked with the developers to develop the signs more consistent with the city's standards. A motion to approve the location portion of the waiver and deny the other two parts, which were the material and size of the signs' bases, passed in a 6-0 vote. A battle between two of the three remaining unbeaten football teams in Cherokee County did not disappoint. Cherokee won at Creekview 14-9 on Friday night, but took until the final defensive stand before the Warriors secured a victory. Leading 14-9 with under a minute to play, Cherokee stopped Creekview on a fourth and long near midfield and took a knee on the following play to run out the remaining time on the clock. In a game marred by penalties, the two teams combined for 270 penalty yards, it was the Warriors who were able to survive their first road test and remain undefeated. It was a special teams play that broke the deadlock, as Cherokee got on the board first when Tyler Goddard blocked a Creekview punt. His twin brother Chase scooped the ball up and ran it back 20 yards for the winning touchdown. Daniel Comu's 5 touchdown passes led Woodstock to a 48-7 win over Campbell Friday night. Wes Bruno had 2 touchdown catches, while David Daniel, Preston Lawrence, and OJ Dupree each had a TD catch for Woodstock. Comu finished with 281 passing yards in the victory. Woodstock's defense also posted 5 sacks in the win. Other scores from Friday night included Etowah falling to North Forsyth 28-0. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all of the hyper-local updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comments section, or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group, Marcel Portuque producer, Jacob Sutherland director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.